Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Dante Stallworth, former NFL wide receiver, is with us now. What do you think? First of all, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Key?
What up, Dante?
Trying to keep.
What's going on, Jay? How you doing, brother?
Good. To keep these knuckleheads in line.
Key, you're supposed to say you can't call it. What are you doing?
I can't call it?
Yeah, there you go.
What are you talking about, Key? I'm trying to keep you in line.
Dante, who made out better in this trade, the Jets or Packers, do you think?
Oh, who made out better? Aaron Rodgers has already said he's only going to play another year or two. I don't think he's going to play, you know, 3, 4, 5 years more. So I would have to. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, obviously, and a lot of people respect him. He's only, 14, 15 months removed from back-to-back MVPs. But I would have to say the Packers went out. They get a lot of draft picks, and if Aaron Rodgers plays, 65% of the plays, then they get a first-round pick. And for him not to play 65% of the plays, he's going to have to miss, 4 games, max? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get all those draft picks, man. I'm from the school of Bill Belichick where you draft, where you use the draft to build through teams and to build teams, you know, for success and not really through free agency and trying to make a big splash and you give up all your draft picks. That very rarely works out for teams.
Man, you played with some quarterbacks in your time in the NFL, right? I mean, you've seen multiple different styles of QBs and whatnot. Is Aaron Rodgers still good? Because I think he's still one of the top 4 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, I think so, Key. I think if you look at his body of work, even last year, he was dealing with some injuries. And, you know, everyone's dealing with injuries, so that's nothing new. But for a quarterback, you know, different footwork, things that he needed to do. And, you know, I think he had a thumb. He had some nicks and knacks here. And obviously the inconsistency from the young guys out wide. But, you know, at the same time, he wasn't there in the offseason to work with him. I think he'll do that with the Jets. And I think, you know, Keyshawn, you know, man, you don't just go from being back-to-back MVPs and then having a year where you're not the MVP to just being trash or just being average. You know, he's still that dude. And if he's got the time to work with the Jets, if they get him in there in the offseason, they'd be able to implement that offense, even though he will already know that offense. But just to get the timing down with the young guys, it'll take time, just like it took Tom Brady time when he went to Tampa Bay, and you know, they looked like trash that first game against New Orleans. None of the receivers and the quarterback Brady were on the same page. They ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. So, you know, I'm not pulling out Joe Namath and saying the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. But you know, you bring Aaron Rodgers into that building with a great defense, great offensive weapons around him, young talent. They've got a shot, even though the AFC is pretty stacked already.
Dante Stallworth, former NFL wide receiver, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Yo, Tay, how tall are you?
Let's see. If you look at the NFL stats, I'm like 6 foot and a 5'8", but I usually just round it off to 6'1", you know, because that's what
and me, yeah, we're in the same. We rounding up. We always round. Okay. Yeah.
So Jay's 6 feet and you're 6'1" when you round
I'm
up, 6'2", right?
6'3". So what are we? There you go. Tay, we like 220, 215, 220 in the prime?
No, he ain't 220.
No, I was like 202. 202 is my
okay.
Yeah, 202. Okay. Yep.
All right. So, yep. Any concern about Bryce Young and the size? Because I've heard. I mean, this is a thing I've been hearing so many people talk about as it relates to the draft. Right? People said, "Man, like I see him, I stood by him. It looks thin. It looks frail. Like there's no doubt the talent is there, but how much of a concern is the size and the frame to you?"
I think it's a concern. It's not something that you can just poo-poo away. I mean, the NFL, you've got 300-pound guys running 4.6, 4.7 that are coming after you and hitting you, you know, blindside where you don't see them and they land on you. That's going to hurt. It's going to hurt anybody, especially someone that's smaller. But, you know, I was able to watch a lot of his games this year, being an SEC fan, obviously went to school in Tennessee. I had to one up Keyshawn, or at least try to add him, with the Tennessee sweater.
But see, I'm gonna stop you. I'm gonna stop you in your tracks, though. I'm gonna stop you in your tracks. First of all, you from California, man. Don't come with that Southern SEC. Come on now.
And they beat us in a tournament too this season.
I'm with
Tennessee,
you. I'm with
like, you a California kid, man. Stop. But go ahead, Tay.
I'm with you.
Go ahead,
Dante.
I mean, come on, though. But go ahead.
All love and respect for USC. I was actually there watching a couple of their practices. They are going to be they're going to be really good this year. You know that already. But I watched him a lot. He wasn't supposed to play. It was a game time decision for him to play going into Knoxville, which was, one of the biggest games of the year. And he went from, a game time decision to having a Heisman type of game. And I was wondering, how was he going to throw the ball? How was he going to be able to, run with when the pressure's coming after him? And he looked fine. I mean, I know, SEC is not the NFL, but it's the closest thing you're going to get to the NFL and college football with respect to the Pac-12. But, I personally don't have any issues with him being that size, because I've seen him do it at the collegiate level and be able to run around and make plays and escape some of those possible injuries that he would had incurred. But, again, you got to get in the right organization with the offensive line and weapons around him, safety valves, whether it's a slot receiver, tight end, some people that are going to be able to take the pressure off of him. You don't want to put any pressure on any young quarterback, especially a rookie quarterback.
Dante Stallworth, former NFL wide receiver, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. If you had the number one overall pick, though, I'm not saying that he can't play in the NFL. I'm not saying any of that. But if you had the number one overall pick, are you selecting him with the number one overall pick to be your quarterback for 10 years?
Ah, that's a tough question. That's a guy. You put me on the spot too, because it's easy to back everyone else when they're like, oh yeah, he's going to be the first pick. But if I had it, I don't know, man. I you would now, if the money was in my pocket, coming out of my pocket, you do got to be a little concerned about his size. You know what? We've seen guys not as big as him, or maybe just a little bit bigger than him, do really well. Again, it's going to have to be the right organization. To answer your question, Keyshawn, I think I would have to. I've watched this kid play. I've watched him on film, watched him play in person. He's a great kid. He's smart. He understands what the defenses are trying to do to him. He understands leadership and what a quarterback is supposed to bring to the huddle. All those intangibles that they like, but he's also, got all the skills on the football field too. So, I mean, that's something that you would just have to do. You've got to make that pick at first, I think.
Who do you think has the most upside, though? Like, this is a draft where sometimes, like, I'd almost rather be in the middle back half of the first round and have Hendon Hooker fall to me. Now I don't have a choice. I have to take the guy who I kind of think is the best quarterback anyway, right? Like, who has the most upside here?
I mean, you mentioned it. I obviously, I'm a homer, but I'd have to say Hendon Hooker. I've watched him multiple games live and in person, and watch film. I know the kid pretty well, talked to him. I was there at the spring game where he was back, and you couldn't even tell that he had an ACL injury. I mean, he's back walking normal and, making all the good throws that you've seen him made, during Tennessee's pro day. Obviously he didn't go through many drills, but I like Hendon Hooker. I mean, the kid can make every throw on the field. He's agile. He can avoid the rush. He gets the ball out on time. He's accurate. He can throw in the small windows. And we all have seen, him throw the deep ball 1,000 times to Jalin Hyatt. So he's got that in his arsenal too. I really like Hendon Hooker. I think it's, we were talking about earlier, you don't want to necessarily throw a young quarterback out there when he's not ready. And we saw what happened to Zach Wilson last year.
We don't have to worry about Hooker and a young quarterback.
I knew you were going to say that. Exactly. I was
he's
waiting.
Like, he called him a kid, Keith.
I didn't say anything when you said
touché,
young.
Touché.
Because I knew Max was going to, so I laid out. I knew
he's
going
to come into the league doing Just for Men commercials. What are you talking about, a kid?
Right.
Dude graduated high school in the 80s.
Oh, my God.
I'll be here all week, folks. All right, listen.
Oh man!
However,
yeah, he's a little older, but that's okay.
I agree.
A little older.
Yeah, I agree. Who cares?
One or two. Yeah, years but this, older but you know.
Yeah, and I think the fact that he has that ACL, he wasn't gonna play this year anyway, or be able to sit back and kind of watch And we've seen that happen over time with quarterbacks. Obviously, Jalen Hurts did it for a little while. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers himself did that. Tom Brady. I'm not comparing. I'm not saying he's going to be on those guys' level, but just the fact of being able to give a quarterback a time to kind of learn the offense, to sit back and see how the play caller calls plays and get a feel for that. Those things are important, especially for a quarterback. And I think Hendon Hooker gets in the right situation, he'll have success in this league.
Dante Stallworth, former NFL wide receiver. Thank you for joining us this morning.
All right, Tay.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you having
California
me.
Thanks. Kid now, man. Don't
I am. Take I care. Am.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I really wanted to get into why I think the Jets could win the Super Bowl or could miss the playoffs, but there's too much to do right now. There's too much sports going on, including Jay's game plan, because there are a slew of games coming up. Knicks, Cavs, Lakers, Grizz, Heat, Bucks, Warriors, Kings. We need your game plan, Jay.
So Jay, did you call some of your former coaches and get a new game plan?
Well, no, I gave them the game plan yesterday. It's not my job for them to follow it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It, Key.
You can lead a horse to water.
If only you would listen to what I say. You know, you just don't listen.
Unbelievable.
Why would I listen to those game plans? The Bucks lost? And the Celtics lost with your game plans. Why would I listen to it?
What was my game plan for the Bucks, Mr. Smartass?
Well, Giannis is coming back in there.
What was my game plan?
That was a game plan.
No, that wasn't the game plan.
So give it to Giannis.
You have to do this while you're saying it? You got to do that?
Yeah. But I also got to make sure.
What? Such a bully. All the time.
Yeah, I'm a bully,
Why do you make
bully.
Fun of people all the time because of their nostrils?
Just give
my
me
physical
your
appearance.
Well, he doesn't make fun of everyone because of their nostrils, just to be clear.
Well, he made fun of your nose.
And then he's going
to
say,
oh, I happen to have a nose on me.
And then he's
going to
say physical appearance. I never said anything about Max's nose.
Yes, you did.
No, I did
you
not.
He has
long
not.
Nose
I
yesterday.
Well, I did not say that.
You called him long nose.
I did not say Max has a long nose. I never said that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Specificity. I did not say Max has a long nose.
He said he called me long nose, but that's not the same thing as saying Max has a long nose.
This dude be always trying to find those little loopholes, man. I said
wide nose,
badass little
and
kid.
Long nose. I never used his name. I used your name.
Well, who are we
you
talking
said
about?
Max.
Who else has a long nose on the show?
This is me.
Russ has a long nose.
Russ
He's
is
not
on
the
our
show.
Show.
He was just on our show.
Were you referring to Russ?
I could have been referring to Russ. I never used any name.
I could have been.
What's the game plan, Jay, for these various teams in the NBA playoffs?
All right, the game plan for the Cavs tonight, defend home court, but it has to start with Donovan Mitchell. 11 points in the last game. Like I said, more turnovers than field goals made. There's a reason why the Cavs made this trade with Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz for these type of moments. And it starts with Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland started to find his rhythm, but you need Donovan Mitchell to be aggressive but still keep people involved. Also, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, they need to continue to use their length and try to deter the likes of Julius Randle, Obi Toppin, and Mitchell Robinson. If they can control the boards and win the boards, and Donovan Mitchell can have a big game, they should defend home court. But it starts with those two things. That's first up. Next up, Lakers at Grizzlies, 7:30. Keys team against Ja Morant and Desmond Bane. Defending home court once again. Now, I don't know what Lakers team we're going to see tonight. They are the model of inconsistency, okay? But in order for this team to really reach their peak with the Memphis Grizzlies, Dylan Brooks has to just be himself. He can't outshoot other players in the team. He just has to be a defensive prowess, somebody that constantly is able to keep LeBron James out of the paint. LeBron James out of the paint. If that's Xavier Tillman, whoever that is, keep him out of the paint. Force LeBron and company to settle from the outside.
By the way, it's hard when LeBron's willing to go up, you know, go into Jaren Jackson Jr.
But you also have to continue to meet Anthony Davis and be physical with him. Meet him early. So what I mean by that, when he gets to half court, start checking him. Hit him in the chest. Keep him floating on the perimeter.
Swipe at his hands?
No, you don't slap his hands.
Hands are hurt.
You can slap the hit.
Yeah.
And box him out aggressively. Look, I think if you can try to minimize both LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they'll have a chance at home.
Jay, may I show you something? That's a good disinterested point of view. You're just analyzing. Show Key for a second.
What was Key doing?
Well, he was being uninterested. He was all the way.
He was falling because he doesn't listen.
No, I was doing like this.
He doesn't listen.
See?
Dude, I'm listening to you. What are you talking about? You're on a one shot. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
And then last but not least, 10 p.m. Oh, it's going to be another late night. But I'm up for it.
You're going to stay up for the whole game?
I'm going to watch. I can't help it. I get hyped, man.
I know.
Do you have anything else today to do?
I got some calls, but no, I'm getting mentally focused for the games tonight.
No, but the reason I was asking you that is because you can go home. Mm-hmm. You can go to sleep.
Get that power nap.
Yeah. Get a nice nap in, and then be ready the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have 15 more shows to do, that's what I would do.
Dude, you got one show, and it's an hour. Relax.
It's 2 p.m. And I got Max on Boxing coming up.
That's on
it's
Friday.
It's an hour,
yeah,
and it's a
who do you think writes
Max
the script?
On Boxing.
But today's Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Like, relax.
Friday's day after tomorrow.
You don't write the scripts until the day of.
Day before, usually.
And it's the same script from the day before. Mm-hmm. You just change some words.
Little bit.
Oh, I skipped Heat Bucks. Sorry.
What?
I can't believe I didn't even see that on the small print. It's
come
like
on, Max
font.
Junior,
like
let's
nine.
Go.
All right. So anyway, look, Giannis has to be aggressive. I need for Jimmy Butler to have a constant dose of Drew Holiday or Giannis all the time and a variety of multiple looks defensively. I do not want to see Coach Budenholzer have the same game plan if Jimmy goes off in the first quarter. Minimize him early, force guys like Caleb Martin, guys like Duncan Robinson, and the cast of other characters, Kyle Lowry and company, to beat you from the outside. The one person who cannot beat you is Jimmy Butler, who constantly finds himself living in the paint and just eating all their snacks. The Bucks are the better team, and they got to win 3 games in a row. I believe they can do it, and it starts with defending home court tonight. There you go. Now the last game, Warriors at Kings, De'Aaron Fox. I think Draymond Green is going to test the hand. Sorry, it's going to happen. Believe it or not, that's what Draymond Green thinks. And Stephen Curry, like the one thing that Sacramento has not been able to do, they have not been able to stop Stephen Curry. He has been prolific throughout this series. I don't think they have an answer for him, even if you put Davion Mitchell. But they have to be as prolific, and it all starts with De'Aaron Fox. I think he needs to be aggressive. They need to attack the paint. And also, Domantas Sabonis needs to be that force down low. This guy was an all-star. And it feels like he's been minimized and he's been shrunk in these games because of so much of the attention on the perimeter. Starts with defense on the perimeter, wearing Steph down, and Sabonis being an all-star.
And in terms of the Warriors' defensive game plan against De'Aaron Fox, can you explain a part of key element of that game
Look,
plan?
Look, when you come into the lane, if you go up, your hands are going to get raked.
Rake the hands. Hold on one second.
It's not like sweep the leg.
I just want to write this down.
It's not like
Rake.
Cobra Kai.
It is exactly like
it's not
that,
like Cobra
as a matter
Kai,
of fact.
Sweep the leg.
It is sweep the legs.
What does it look like, though, Jay?
Yeah, what does it look like?
I've done this before. I'm not going to do
it
again. No.
It's a different audience.
No.
Yeah, different audience. It's audience turnover. There it is.
There it is. All right.
Swipe down on the ball.
Let me see it again.
No.
One more time.
Swipe ball down on the ball.
Hand is ball very, is hand is ball.
Looks like you're very good at that.
I'll tell you why the Jets could make the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. Both things are in play. Dude, even if Rodgers is healthy the whole year. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
This dude, Key, is different.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So there is a division winner in the four divisions in each conference in the NFL, plus three wild cards, okay? Jets could very well win the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers this year. They have a young, ascending core on both sides of the ball. They got a good head coach. They have Aaron Rodgers' old offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, there now. They have some familiar faces that Rodgers wanted on the team. So he's, you know, his little comfort area and guys he's familiar with. They have a lot. They could win the Super Bowl. You can't rule that out. They're a contender. But I want to now make the case why it could go from them winning the Super Bowl to them not making the playoffs at all. So before we get to the AFC East, let's just look at potential wild cards. Okay, let's take three playoff spots off the top because the three other divisions. Now there are four spots left. Three wild card spots, right?
So you're projecting Buffalo to win the division?
Well, no. Before we even get there, could the Chargers?
You're calling it already, Max?
Could the Chargers
Pretty
be a
much.
Wild card? They were a wild card last year. Could they be a wild card again?
Yes.
Yes. Could the NFC, the AFC North, have at least one wild card, maybe two, between? Because someone's got to win: Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns.
Yes.
Maybe they could even have two wild cards, right? Like, they could send three. Yes.
They could.
That means that it's possible that there could only be one team out of the stacked AFC East that gets to the playoffs. That is possible. It's not impossible.
Yes.
Or there could be two teams from the AFC East as well.
100%.
There could only be one team from the North.
By the way, I already acknowledged that the Jets could win the Super Bowl. They're loaded, and Rodgers is excellent. But I'm just saying, like, here's the danger. If it's possible we agree that only one team's getting out of that division, are we sure that it's the Jets and not the Dolphins if Tua could dance through the raindrops and stay healthy? Or the Bills, who have run that division since the downfall of the Patriots, right, since Brady left?
How hard is it to dance through raindrops? I've never done that before.
Well, it's not easy. That's why you got to get through them. But you see what I'm saying? There is a danger that the Jets could miss the playoffs.
There's a danger that all these teams that you're talking about can miss the playoffs.
Not the Chiefs.
But you're not talking about the Chiefs, though.
All right.
You're talking about, exactly. Nice try, Max.
Well,
but that's a failure. That's a failure.
Oh, it's a disaster.
It would be a disaster.
Disaster.
And you could have a good season. You could win 10
Doesn't
games
matter.
Maybe and still not
miss. Doesn't matter.
I agree.
Everybody's getting fired.
Doesn't matter.
Everybody's getting fired if they miss the playoffs.
Good season doesn't matter. It's playoffs. Super Bowl. That's what matters. That's where you're at with the Jets. They've been mourning for so long.
You don't make an Aaron Rodgers move to not be one of two teams standing in the end. You don't. You just don't.
But let's say that's not what you do. Let's say they make the playoffs. They win a playoff game, and they go out swinging in the second round against, you know, the Bengals or the
Bengals on a 60-yard field goal into regulation.
Yeah, and that's a different
conversation.
Okay, but what if that happens? Is that okay? Then
you run it back next year.
Okay.
Because that's a different conversation.
So we can't say Super Bowl or bust
this year. Playoffs
or bust for sure.
You can say Super Bowl or bust. It doesn't mean that you blow it up if you bust, Max.
You think it's a bust?
You blow it up if you bust. Not making the Super Bowl and losing on a 60-yard field goal at the end of regulation is not a bust.
But wait a minute. We agree that if you don't make the playoffs, that's the bust. So you could say playoffs or bust.
No matter what, playoffs or bust. But
you don't say it that way.
To me, bust just means losing, regardless of however you lose. You're not getting the job done.
No, to me, bust means it's a disaster. It's a monumental failure. Right?
Yeah,
when you say
that's
Super Bowl or bust,
too.
you're saying like, man, you got this shot. You cannot mess this up. I don't see this season as that for the Jets. I would say playoffs or bust.
I think that season is for the Jets.
Max, you don't trade for Aaron Rodgers to go to the play. I'm sorry, you just don't.
According to you, he's going to play three seasons with the Jets.
Yeah, but within those three seasons.
Ah.
He's got to get to the
Agreed.
Super Bowl.
Agreed. It's next three seasons.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Hear me out.
All right.
Okay, just do this for me.
Go ahead.
And hear me out.
All right, good.
If you make the playoffs in year one and you look like you are in a run and then your 60-yard field goal at the end of regulation, we get it. The dude walk off of, they win. Jets go home. Okay, we can live with that. The next year, you come back, and you make it to the playoffs, and similar things happen. You lose in the AFC Championship game. Then you come back, and you make the playoffs in the third year, but you don't even get to the Super Bowl. That now becomes a monumental failure. Because your goal all along was to get to the Super Bowl. You can't just make it to the playoffs, Max.
So what that means is...
No, it is
Super Bowl or bust for Aaron Rodgers' career with the Jets, not for this season, by your own admission.
Can anybody actually tell me that you can guarantee
that Aaron Rodgers is going to play for 3 years?
Nope.
No, I'm just saying.
So if you're looking at this as 1 year deals,
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
And you're unsure about whether this guy wants to retire, last hurrah. Or maybe all that was just to get out of Green Bay. I don't know, but if that's true.
No time soon, man.
I agree, Jay. That's what you don't know.
I agree.
That's why I'm going back to the example.
When you say Super Bowl,
I trust you.
When you say Super Bowl or bust, that means he has a shootout with Joe Burrow, and it's incredible, but they lose because of the fumbles.
And he busted in Joe Burrow in his 3 years in the league. That's a bust.
That's a bust for Aaron Rodgers. And it happens in the second round of the playoffs.
That's a bust.
See, Jay really thinks it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yes,
you do not,
been
kid.
To, dude's
if
been
you're
to
saying that's not conference. A bust, then you're not saying
no,
Super
no,
Bowl
what,
or bust.
What I'm saying is every single year that he's under contract with the Jets, they want to go to the Super Bowl. That's why they acquired him.
Sure, they want to.
If, in fact, that he doesn't make the playoffs, this is a major monumental failure.
Yes, it's playoffs or bust for sure.
Now he gets into the playoffs, and they happen to lose on a Hail Mary at the end of the game.
But not in the first round, Key. This is what I'm saying.
Not in the first round.
Right.
The first round is a disaster.
So what we're saying is, in fact, according to the way most people see this stuff, what you're saying, Key, is it's – a playoff win or bust for sure for Aaron Rodgers, right? No matter what. Are you saying that too? You're saying Super Bowl or bust.
Yes.
I'm staying with it there.
I'm saying both, but what I'm saying is, depending on how they lose in the playoffs, if they get to the AFC Championship game and they lose, you're going to run it back. You're not going to be
That's
like,
fine.
Oh, we're
and
done.
Next year resets it then. But how many times do we talk about Aaron Rodgers going to conference title? Like, having a chance in conference championship games and not getting it done. Like, that's been the whole narrative
but
that we've been talking about,
Keith.
We don't know how long
for him, but they did not trade for him just to make it to the playoffs.
course.
You didn't do that, Max.
Of course. That's why I'm saying it's not just playoffs or bust. To me, if you want to say or bust for the Jets this year, you have to – it's win a playoff game or bust. Meaning it is a bust if you don't win at least a playoff game.
If we limit it to just this year
– yeah.
Oh, a Super Bowl bust, period.
And Jay's saying maybe you do limit it to this year. Okay, coming up, your calls. Someone has something to tell me about the elevator in my building. You know, the elevator's broken.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hearing program.
Matt in Florida, what's going on?
Hey, Kate. Keyshawn, AJ.
What's up, Matt?
I got some information for, I'll kind of let you know how it works.
Okay.
Do you know how old your building is, like when it was built?
Yeah.
Is it like fairly new?
No. But it was fully renovated into a condo fairly recently, but it is an old
okay,
building.
Okay. So
I'm talking about like older than, if I told you the number, you wouldn't believe it. I don't even want to say the number because too many people could too quickly identify the building. Go ahead.
I've
done a lot of work in New York. I know what it's like. But so they probably did a mod inside your escalator, I'm going to assume. I'm not sure. I don't
elevator.
Want to name any companies.
Escalator.
I work for a company that supplies parts and service for these elevator companies. Mm. So 4 to 6 weeks for a part is actually pretty good.
Pretty Most good? I don't care things... if it's pretty good. I got to go up 8 flights. Why don't they have it in stock? If you're an elevator company,
he's just saying there's a shortage of supply right now.
That's not my problem. If you're an elevator, look. If I own an elevator, watch this. Yeah. If I own an elevator company or a management company, and I supply the parts to a lot of buildings, I got a warehouse, a storage bin, something in New York somewhere. It's not expensive. Like to get a storage thing filled with parts.
No, storage bin doesn't work like that.
Well, that's their problem.
Like Matt, can you tell us how it works, please?
Yeah, I'll tell you how it works. So a lot of these things are made obviously overseas, and when they put new stuff into these elevators, like there's a lot of electronics that go into it, if one of those boards blows, you don't go to Napa Auto Parts to get a board. And you might have to order it from another company. So if you have Otis or Schindler, Otis needs a Schindler board, good luck getting that Schindler board from Schindler. They don't want to sell it to you. So that's how these things work. It's very normal, and it's probably for your safety, Max, to be honest with you.
That's fine, but 4 to 6 weeks is not – you just can't do it. If the building that you're servicing is 10 stories high, you cannot reasonably expect someone to walk 8 flights every time they get in and out of the building for a month and a half.
Live on the first floor, Max.
No. There was no clause like that when I moved in. I'll tell you that much. Do better.
You guys are really touching
it. Do better. Dude, but I want to hear about it for this. Max. Yes, Max they need to safely replace the part. This is how long I have patience for.
You, Max.
4 to 6 minutes is reasonable. Any
well,
more than that,
what?
No good.
Not going to happen.
I'll wait 4 to 6 minutes.
Well, it's not going to happen.
There's
so
going to be a problem.
It's not going to be a problem.
Wait, you're going to pay your money,
and they're going to fix it eventually, and you're going to shut the hell up.
This is what God does. He gives you opportunities to be better. What have you been talking to me about for the past 6 weeks? Jay, I'm on my grind. I'm getting a six-pack back. I'm going to be in shape. Now you can do stairs twice a day.
I already do all that stuff. I'm good. I need to be able to get in and out conveniently, not be out of breath every time.
It's not going to happen. So you might as well stop
conditioning.
Yeah,
incorrect. I'm not only going to complain, I'm going to threaten. How do you like that? I'm threatening. Forget about complaints.
You think running your damn mouth and sending a letter and complaining to management every single day.
It's not going
to
be a complaint.
They're going to – what are you going to do then, Max?
Don't worry about what I do.
Big, bad Max.
Don't worry about what I do.
Don't worry about what I could.
That's right.
PJ.
So that's what you're going to tell the doorman. Don't worry about what I'm going to do.
Don't worry about me. PJ in Michigan, you're on KJM ESPN.
Are you from Michigan? Because sometimes Nuno can mess that up.
Hey, I'm from Michigan. How your boys doing?
Doing good, PJ.
What's up, man?
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Okay, my fault. So I had the question about Will Levis, but Max started talking about the Jets in the Super Bowl. That's not going to happen, because let me tell you why.
Aaron Rodgers, you got to turn down your radio first.
My fault. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
now we do.
Okay, all right. So Aaron Rodgers has to beat Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, or Tua. First of all, let's start there. The Jets are finishing third in the division. They're not going to pass the Patriots. The Dolphins or the Bills. You guys got me?
I mean, you're saying that, but why not?
But why can't it?
If Tua doesn't get through the season, and I hate to say it, I hope I'm wrong, but he suffered a lot of concussions last season, two of them within 4 days of each other, right? It seems to me. So, because they said it wasn't a concussion the first time, but come on, we have eyes. That was a neurological event when he couldn't stand up. It wasn't his back, it wasn't his legs, it was his head. And then it had the same thing happened 4 days later, and he was badly concussed. We saw it. His hands got rigid. That was serious. So if it, and I've seen enough in the fight game where consecutive concussions like that, and it kind of rewires a guy. When they get hit, they don't react the same way anymore. So I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But that seems to me to be the reality. If Tua can't get through the season, I like Mike White, but not as much as Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers. And then the Bills, yes, maybe they've taken a little step back since Daboll left, but they're still pretty good. They still won the division every year.
Brian Daboll left and Leslie Frazier left.
Leslie Frazier, right?
A little different now.
Right. Yeah. It's a little different. Now, they're still really good. They run the division, but you can't.
No, Leslie Frazier just left this year. This season, yes, they're going to be missing him. Yeah. So we have no idea what that defense is going to look like. He's not the only person on the defensive side of the ball that has left.
And you saw the cracks in the offense. Last year, did the offense look exactly the same? It didn't.
No, it didn't. We don't know what Von Miller coming back off the edge is going to look like. We have no idea. So I'm not willing to just all of a sudden push Buffalo back to the top because everybody else is. If you remember last year when they came out, Buffalo's going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, man, y'all need to slow that down. I understand you like Josh Allen, but slow it down. Bill Belichick, no matter what you think about him without Tom Brady and all this and that, you cannot count him out, Jay. You can't.
Yep. Mark in Ohio, what you got?
Or don't got.
Mark in Ohio, you're on KJM.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
What's good?
What's going on, Mark?
I was calling to get on, Jay. Got a lot of love and respect for you, brother, but you're wrong about Dylan Brooks. He needs to shoot. Take more shots.
He needs to shoot better.
The Lakers can continue to win. So the Lakers can continue to win. Right, Key? Right. Key, tell him, Key. He needs to continue to shoot. Poke the bear.
Yeah.
Poke LeBron. And continue to lose.
Keep doing all of it, Mark. You caught me on that, though. You got me with the crisscross. Respect.
Steve, you are on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. You got 30 seconds.
Steve from Long Island.
Key facts on the Cavs-Knicks series. The Cavs had a better record. They were 32-10 against teams below 500. The Knicks were 21-10 against teams above 500. The Cavs were 19-21 against teams above 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the series played out, and that's why the Knicks have a chance in the next series.
They play better against better teams?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They got Boston's number a little bit. They gave Philly issues.
and Philly looks a little vulnerable right now. So does, but they all look vulnerable now.
Everybody does.
It's so funny how when
Joel Embiid's hurt,
postseason started, it's like in the West you got a bunch of teams, but in the East really there's three teams. But now it looks like maybe there are five teams.
I mean, that win by Atlanta last night helps Joel Embiid.
Go climb the stairs.
I really don't like you right now. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, Greedy coming up. He'll be excited. Perf.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.